You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week saw the launch of He Taonga I Te Tamariti, Every Child a Taonga, the Early Learning Action Plan for 2019 to 2029. It's a foundational plan from the coalition government to create a, quote, long-lasting change or long-lasting changes to early learning. Minister Chris Hipkins says the action plan sets out the priorities agreed with the sector and the public after the most extensive consultation process in the history of early learning in New Zealand, and sets out that early learning will be one of the government's top education priorities going into 2020. Accordingly, the government will be working starting next year and over the next 4 years, assuming they get in, to advance the actions in the plan, including incentivising for 100% and regulating for 80% of qualified teachers in teacher-led centres, then regulation for 100% longer term. In the long term, improving the consistency and levels of teachers' salaries and conditions. The government will also advance work on the development of an early learning teacher supply strategy, a more active management approach to the network so all children have access to high-quality learning. Improving adult-to-child ratios for children under 2 years from 1 to 5 to 1 to 4 and from 1 to 10 to 1 to 5 for 2-year-olds, as funding allows. Making sure that children in underserved communities have access to high quality services that support their identity, culture, and language. Some of the plan's objectives will be progressed in the Education and Training Bill, which Hipkins introduced to Parliament this week. The bill changes licensing arrangements to ensure a more equitable and sustainable network. It also proposes increased monitoring to improve quality and safeguards for children in home-based early learning services, according to the minister. He also confirmed the government has adopted a new early learning participation intensity measure, showing that more children participated in early learning at 3 and 4 years of age for 20 hours or more per week in 2019. I talked to Erin Maloney of Tiny Nation Early Learning about the release of He Taonga Te Tamariti, but started by asking her to introduce what Tiny Nation is.
We're a new home-based early learning provider that have kick-started in Hawke's Bay with a view to roll out more nationally in the future. We're focused on bringing the quality back into home-based early learning and making sure that the work we do is really strongly aligned with the government's plan for early learning going forward, and very collaborative, working alongside educators and families. So we work only with trained and qualified educators and teachers, which is a key point of difference for us.
Right. So when you discuss home-based early learning, what does that mean?
So basically, when you look at early childhood education as a broad spectrum in New Zealand, there's different service types. The most mainstream or popular choice is centre-based provision, and that's the larger group-based care model. Then you've obviously got the kindergartens. You've got home-based, which is care that is delivered from an educator's home or from the home of a family if they choose to have a nanny.
Right.
And the difference between home-based and centre-based largely is that home-based is a small group care option, which means that children in home-based are one of only 4 children, versus centre-based care models where you can be one of up to 150 children.
With the launch last week of the Early Learning Action Plan, what does that mean for what comes out of the education provided by home-based learning?
So what the home-based sector's been through in the last year, alongside the Early Learning Strategic Plan that's been kind of canvassed and consulted on, is a home-based review. And so that's formed a part of the wider action plan. And there are references to home-based in the action plan, but there has been a more specific, I guess, review of home-based and consultation process around that, which has seen the introduction of minimum qualifications for educators is, I guess, probably the biggest change. And it's also seen the introduction of different policy around regulations and changes to the way that we support educators to deliver home-based early learning.
The findings from the review of home-based learning have fed into this latest release. Could you give the listeners a bit of a brief overview of what the latest release is?
Sure. So the latest release is based on strategic intent for the whole of the early learning sector in New Zealand. So that incorporates all of the different service types that are operating and delivering education and care for our under fives. The key, I guess, takeaways from the action plan that's just been released is that it is an action plan and it is an intention set by government around changes that they're looking to make to the early learning sector over the next 10 years. And some of the key changes that have come out of that is a focus on looking at ratios, which we were really excited about as a home-based early learning provider, because currently we know what the research says around how children benefit from small groups, attachment relationships with their caregivers and with their educators. And there's a movement towards that happening more in centre-based environments too, which we'll see ratios go from one adult to 10 children that are two, down to one adult to five children, two-year-old children. So there is a definite move towards, I guess, wanting to increase the quality of care provision. The ratios is one aspect of it. And then there are other movements, obviously, towards recognising teachers more. And you've probably seen a lot happening in the media as of late from the whole sector in terms of pay parity for teachers and wanting to, I guess, recognise the very important work that early childhood educators are doing out there, not just in kindergartens who have their own agreement, but in across all care provisions, recognising that and making sure that the salaries reflect that.
Is there anything that you or Tiny Nation would have liked to have seen that perhaps wasn't included in the action plan going forward, or do you think it was a pretty comprehensive plan for all moulds of early childhood education?
I think it's a great starting point, to be honest. I think there's still a lot of work to do in consultation with the sector around how the action plan is actually rolled out, and I think that's what you would probably hear from a lot of different providers, that it definitely sets a tone around what the expectations are in terms of the future of early learning and what the aspirations are. There are some pretty big aspirations there in terms of qualifications, a big move from I guess going from untrained teachers into qualified teachers on the floor, and that expectation that eventually 100% teachers in early learning will be qualified. What I think now needs to happen is there needs to be some really clear measures around how that's going to happen, because we're currently working through a bit of a workforce shortage where we've got, a big issue happening in the sector around services actually being able to recruit for those qualified teachers because there just aren't enough of them. So there needs to be, I guess, more of a measure around how we achieve some of these things. And also I think what's really missing are some timeframes and some real accountabilities around the how we're going to actually work towards that, across what time frame, how it's actually going to be funded, because a lot of the measures that are being suggested or that are being mooted as action points will require investment. Who's making that investment? How's that going to filter through to service providers to be able to actually support the higher quality learning outcomes for children? So there's still a lot of the how, I think, that hasn't been articulated that needs to be articulated. It's very much an intention, and that's probably where it's been left at this point.
More on that how. What timeframes would you like to see kind of placed on some of the goals, such as the qualifications, some of the pay grade changes and some of the ratio changes? And what do you think are realistic timeframes for us and the early childhood sector to be looking at for implementing these changes?
Well, I think the Ministry have set, a goal around, obviously, it being a 10-year action plan, and they obviously see some of the actions. There's 25 actions that they've articulated as a part of this plan, and they've gone some way, I suppose, to prioritise what that would look like across the board in terms of what would see action first versus what would see action a bit later on in the piece. I think what requires the most urgent attention is obviously looking at pay parity for teachers. I think as soon as that is addressed and addressed in a meaningful way, what we'll see is a change to the way that we acknowledge and value teachers in the sector, and hopefully a surge in new teachers wanting to come in and train, and also, I guess, teachers being retained by their services and not looking to go elsewhere, and especially not looking to leave the sector. I think if we can address that as a priority in the first instance, that will go a long way to actually supporting the government to achieve the other action plans that they've identified.
And taking a few steps back, how do you think we've kind of arrived at this point where this is the steps that we need to take forward? Like, what has contributed to these being the 25 suggestions that are being made for the next 10 years and the kind of future of early childhood education?
So this time last year, the government released their strategic plan, which was basically the consultation plan. And the actions that they've identified as a part of the action plan that's just been released have come from, a year of consultation with the sector. This has been a part of the wider education conversation that's taken place, that's rolled out with all of the different education providers across the whole education sector. So I'm talking early learning, primary, secondary and tertiary, all very much included as a part of that wider education conversation. So there has been an intent to connect with and collaborate with the sector, which has been great to see. And that's been a big part of the release of the action plan, and the consultation that they've taken from that has informed the decisions that they've made.
That was Erin Maloney of Tiny Nation Early Learning, speaking on He Taonga Te Tamaiti.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.